Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to my guest, Ros Jones, who is a business wellbeing and leadership expert. Good morning, Ros.
Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for having me on your wonderful podcast today.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, Ros, I was just thinking, in terms of the work that you do with businesses, you will often come across people who are wanting to improve the way they manage their business and improve their business and the future of their business. But no doubt, in any business setting, you still have to deal with the money element. What kind of things do you tend to come across that become challenging for some of these businesses?
Yeah, thank you, Phil. So when I'm working with businesses, so one of the things they want to grow their business, they want to make more profit. And so we look at ways to help them make more profit. And one of the things that we need to do to make more profit is to actually understand our numbers. So a lot of people who I work with, so therefore I'm assuming it's a lot more people, not just the people I work with, have a problem with numbers. So maybe that it's something that they were told they weren't good at school, or they deliberately didn't like at school or whatever, but they find it difficult to get their head around their numbers. And so when I start, and I try and make it really easy to, you know, really very, very easy to teach, you know, getting to know your numbers. But then when you drill down further, there is a sort of underlying fear, if you like, of numbers. And it goes deeper than that into the whole idea of money as well. So yeah. when I'm working with people in business who want to grow their business in terms of making more profit, we come across the typical things around fear of numbers, which then leads into fear of money, if you like.
Right. And that's something that I come across quite often. And one of the most common statements I've heard from people is, I'm bad with money. Yeah. And when you start to explore, where does this come from? Who said you were bad with money? Where did it originate from? And what was happening at the time? Often it's what I call a trusted source, whether it's a parent, guardian, teacher, who's made this comment because somebody couldn't get something right at that point in time. But they've carried that forward, and it's become what I call a disempowering belief when it comes to actually managing their finances. So you've come across that in the business world. And what kind of, how have people been when they started to talk about that? What's the thing that you've noticed about them as a result of this mindset that they have about figures and money?
Yeah, it's really powerful, actually, because part of what I do with people in business is to help them become more self-aware of the way they think. I teach them that actually the way that their thoughts become their words, become their actions, become their reality, and they create their own reality by the thoughts they have. And once they've got their heads around that whole idea, because it's new to most people, then we can start sorting out those thoughts. And, you know, I'm actually also a trained clinical hypnotherapist. So sometimes we even go down the hypnotherapy route if it's a very strongly embedded belief that's really impacting them negatively. So I can train them to, with some tools I have, just to change the way they think. Because as you know, it's not true. It's just being put there by early carers, as you said, or whatever early incident occurred. But they just carried it unquestionably throughout their whole life. And so what I do is I basically interrupt that, and I help them with tools to change the way they think so that they can behave differently.
Yeah. I mean, that's good, and we certainly need to be able to help people in that way, because one of the things I find in the finance world is there's a great focus on, you know, you need to budget, you need to plan your money, you need to have a plan. And it's interesting, in the working population of the UK, less than 50% have a financial plan. Mm-hmm. And I've often asked myself the question, why is this? When having a plan actually has a really positive impact on anxiety levels, it reduces our anxiety. And when I've started to look at it, and going back to that statement I mentioned earlier, and what you've just described as well, people's mindset around money that they've adopted from an early stage in their lives, I'm bad with money, or I'm bad with figures. Why would you go somewhere where you feel that you're bad? You know, yes. You wouldn't actively go out of your way to go into something that frightens you, or that you really dislike, or you don't feel I'm good enough. I wouldn't put myself, it's like, for example, I can't publicly speak. So why on earth would I put myself on the platform in front of crowds of people to speak? Well, you just wouldn't, would you? Yeah. However, like you say, our role is really to interrupt that mindset and turn that belief around. And I remember dealing with a very successful businessman who actually gave me that, or told me that statement, I'm bad with money. And it did actually stem back from his father, who was highly critical of him, didn't often encourage him, but was very critical of him. And his was very, very deep rooted, to the point whereby he couldn't accept that his father might be wrong, even though his father is no longer alive. He couldn't accept his father might be wrong, because it would mean that he'd have to admit that he was wrong.
Yeah.
And he struggled with that. And yeah. I do get it, but that was something that I needed other assistance to help him if he wanted that. But it's interesting how many people worry about finances in the UK today, and that number has just gone up. One of the biggest searches on the internet concerning money is money anxiety. How do I deal with money anxiety? And it's since 2004, it's been on an upward trajectory.
But what people don't realise, though, is, and this is something else I teach my people come to me, is that the more you worry about something, the more you attract it to you, that money worry, because we get more of what we focus on. So I had a client who worried about money. She just worried about money. She was a wonderful woman, very ambitious, determined, but she just kept worrying about money. And in the end, her business went down because she couldn't, because you attract what you focus on. And if you're worrying about failing through money, then you'll just get more failing through money. And that's what that's what we all need to learn this message, that if you focus on what you want and not on what you don't want, and then you'll get what you want and not what you don't want, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, yeah. I certainly, take on board what you were saying there, and just acknowledging the fact that if somebody themselves realizes, do you know what, I am actually worrying about money, is for me, I'd say to them, let's think about what that worry is. What is it that you're afraid of? Where did you first start thinking this thought? Can you remember what was going on at the time? And it's looking at facts as well, because we're very good at creating a world in our mind that to us is real, but is actually not in existence. It's not happened.
Yeah.
That's where the anxiety comes from, because we're kind of worrying about the what ifs.
What ifs, yes, exactly.
Yeah. And so it's actually then starting to look solely at the facts of a situation. So who told you were bad with money? Who told you were no good with figures? I have a relative who tells me that oftentimes. And yet they'll sit there and they'll tot up their figures of what's been spent or how much something costs. And you're thinking, so on the one hand, you're telling me you're no good with figures, but on the other hand, you're actually more than competent. And let's look at the facts. Okay. And that would be my point to anybody is, let's look at the facts of a situation.
Okay.
Establish what the actual fear is, but begin to look at the facts that surround it.
Yeah. I think that's why it's so important for people to reach out for help, because when you are just in your, as you say, your own world of thoughts, just like can go on an endless loop, these thinking, and that's what drives you crazy, basically. So I think speaking to an external perspective, if you like, getting an external perspective of somebody who, as you were saying, is not judgmental, it's not about shaming you, it's just there to provide a safe space for you. Tell me what the challenge is. They're all in it emotionally, as you said, you know, they're all just emotionally wound up in this, but you are there to provide an objective, fresh pair of eyes, if you like, just to challenge that emotion.
Yes, yeah. And that's a very good point, because it is for all of us. We need other people sometimes. We need a fresh pair of eyes on the situation, and it needs to be somebody that we feel we can trust.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody that we can share some deep things with, and we know that that's where it'll remain. But like you say, a fresh pair of eyes on the situation to ask sometimes the questions that we don't ask ourselves, or to challenge our perceptions, our thoughts, that, you know, we're not able to challenge ourselves on. So that's a really good point, is that. Yeah. And I suppose in the business world, when you're dealing with businesses, do you tend to sort of encourage people to get alongside other people of sort of similar? Well, you do in part, don't you? Because you run a business networking group.
I mean, the networking group that I run is all about, and it's called the Business Wellbeing Club, and it's very much based on values, very strong values. So it is it's about getting like-minded people, literally like-minded people together, and who share their values. So it's about collaboration, so working together. It's about being supportive, so wanting to help each other.
Yeah.
About having an abundant mindset, so knowing that there is enough for everybody. You know, it's people who have money anxiety. So sometimes they think they've got a scarcity mindset. There's not enough. There's enough money for everybody. And if you have that scarcity mindset and you're holding yourself tight, that's when you're asking for trouble, really, because you're not going to receive any more. So it's about having that abundant mindset, having fun, but looking out for each other, definitely. And I think building relationships, that's what's really important.
That's fantastic, Roz. And I know, I think you're wonderful in terms of what you do, and
thank you.
In terms of, you know, people finding you, because I know there's a lot of people out there who could do with talking to people like yourself. How could they find you?
Well, you can find me on the Business Wellbeing Club website, which is businesswellbeing.club. So I'm on there. We have a members directory and all our contact details are there. Or find me on LinkedIn. So Roz Jones, business, well-being, and leadership expert. I'm on LinkedIn, and that's again my contact details up there. So I look at it very regularly.
Brilliant. Well, Roz, it's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you. I think the takeaway for people is, you know, find somebody who they can trust and share with. That it's important to break those mindsets that disempower. Prevent us moving forward, and if we are stuck in them, then it can be quite negative going forward. So don't leave it, actually seek help, and I would encourage anybody to seek your help, Roz. So thank you so much for being
thank
on the
you.
Podcast today, and have a great rest of the day.
Cheers, Phil.
Thank you.